Of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio at youcanruninternational.com. That's radio at youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, best skeptics, us, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is July 19th, Thursday, 2012. Gloomy, partly cloudy in the state of Minnesota here. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now say it with me, friends, sonsofliberty.com, sonsofliberty.com.
Radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
See, that's why we're doing this.
This is good. This is good practice.
This is great. Okay, so now let's do this live, right?
Yep.
Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. 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 Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, got a lot to hit, 1-877-807-9977. Write it down, 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
In their skullage.
Yes.
You know, speaking of brains in somebody else's head, I'm not sure where the TSA's brains have been for the past couple weeks. They usually toggle in between a few liberal leftists and some revolutionaries and anti-Americans and things like that. But I do notice, you'll find this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the SOL media button on our website.
Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You got it, SOL button. You'll find the TSA let 25 illegal aliens attend flight school owned by an illegal alien. They're doing their job, aren't they?
Yeah. See, folks, on a serious note, it's what I've always said. It has nothing to do with terrorism, folks.
No, it doesn't.
Because the terrorists are no longer the threat. Yep. It's the American people that are the threat. And I said this right after September 11th. This has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything in the world to giving power over to a tyrannical dictatorship to control the people that they want to control.
Yep. Now he's got his goon squad called the TSA.
There you go.
He can carry it out. But
the goon squad wouldn't be there had the American people not tolerated being there. Okay, I wanted to make that sure.
And this gentleman, who happens to be a representative in the Congress, is not tolerating it. This is what he said, to go to the point that it's not about terror. We have cancer patients, Iraq War veterans, and Nobel Prize winners, all forced to undergo rigorous security checks before getting on an airplane, said Rogers from Alabama.
Yep.
And at the same time, 10 years after 9/11, there are foreign nationals in the United States trained to fly just like Muhammad Atta
and
other 9/11 jackers.
Yep.
And not all of them are necessarily getting a security background check. Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
But you get them.
That's
right.
You get them. Cancer patients, Iraq War veterans, Nobel Peace Prize winners. Isn't it true that based on your report, the Transportation Security Administration cannot assure the American people that foreign terrorists are not in this country learning how to fly airplanes? Yes or no? At this time, he said no. But I'll tell you what, if you go through that line a little too quick and you give a TSA person a little bit of attitude, guess what you get? They can guarantee they will grab you and do whatever you possibly let them do.
That's right.
It happens.
It's sick. Remember when we were in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Remember we had the Muslim lady with the headgear on?
Yeah.
Standing at the line. Did she look like she was, like, American friendly?
She loved Americans. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. She probably swore an oath to the Constitution before she got in the TSA. Oh, wait. You don't have to do that.
It's pretty offensive. Now, I just want to kind of razz the people for a second here. It's pretty offensive to know that you're going through the line being felt up and down by a bunch of perverts. I'm not kidding you. You can go online and check them out. We got them out there. And not only that, now you have illegals and you have Muslims frisking you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a wake-up call yet? Is the bell going off? Is, you know, your eyes open to this? Is your ears open to this?
Is there like a reaction?
Is there something else that needs to happen before you finally figure out what this is about, America? Again, back to the administration. You have the Attorney General suing the governor of Arizona because she's blocking illegals from coming in. But when you're at the airport, you're frisked by illegals now. Anything working there, friends?
Illegals learning how to fly.
Are you jacked yet? You got within yourself, that's enough. Does it now, is it not very telling that you're dealing with criminals behind the scenes that are in front of your face on a 24/7 basis? Because for some reason, the mainstream media keeps influencing your mind, not knowing that they themselves work for this administration hand in glove. I mean, what is it going to take, America, to realize that you have criminals in operation? And they're not hiding out somewhere. They're doing it in the light of day on a daily basis. Now, folks, just to jump gears here, you know what? I got to go with this now, Jay, because you just kind of stuck me in. I kind of have to go on what you just placed out there for everybody. The head of the ATF recently warned employees that they will face consequences if they don't respect the chain of command and what Republican lawmakers are decrying as ominous, a message meant to frighten would-be whistleblowers in the wake of the Operation Fast and Furious scandal. Well, sure it is. Well, what the heck else did you expect?
Yeah.
Folks, this is what criminals
scandal.
Do. But now, wait a second. So now you have the Attorney General's boss, which happens to be a black man, coincidentally, telling them you better go up the chain of command before you open your mouth, because if not, there's consequences.
Yep.
We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
The head of the ATF recently warned employees that they will face consequences if they don't respect the chain of command. In other words, take it up the flagpole. Like, I'm going to go to the one that committed the crime to tell him I'm going to tell on him. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
If they don't respect the chain of command. You mean, in other words, if you don't fall in line with the chain of command and the crimes that they're committing against the American people, there's going to be consequences.
So the SS got together and they talked to all of their fellow SS people and said, listen, if you don't go up the chain of command,
there's going to be consequences. I don't know if I'd call them the SS, though.
Well, I suppose they're not that sophisticated, huh?
You know what's interesting about this is when I seen Mr. Jones, mm-hmm. He was a black man, too. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck this is going or what direction this is going. And it's like, man, these are the people pulling the race card on us. And all of a sudden, I'm looking around the administration and I'm seeing all these black folks telling people to shut their mouth when the attorney general commits crimes. Or during contempt charges, the black folks step outside because they won't be a part of bringing attorney general Eric Holder to justice. And it's like, give me a stinking, who's pulling the race card here, man? You know, folks, we got to get over these little tactics that they use.
Yep.
You got to come to the point where I don't give a stink what you say, what you think. You just keep going forward
and
go right through their baloney, because baloney it is. And by the way, these are totalitarian methods.
Uh-huh.
Just keep aggressively attacking. Those that are committing the crimes are the ones crying the victims. Don't ever forget that. Senator Charles Grassley, representative out of Iowa, and Daryl Issa out of California, fired off a letter Wednesday to acting director B. Todd Jones saying the message could be interpreted as a threat and urging him to clarify. It was scary, Issa told Fox News on Thursday, in reference to Jones' video message to employees. What do you think he's saying? You better stand down or else we're going to fire you. And if you got a problem, bring it up to me. And I'll tell you how we're going to deal with it. We'll ostracize you. We'll look for a reason to fire you before you open your mouth. We'll be able to tag the one that we want to blackball before it gets out there. That's exactly what, folks, they do it all day long. By the way, they just did it with Dredge today. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. Crazy stuff. They attack anybody that exposes them. What it appears to be is not so veiled threat telling ATF employees not to do what they did to expose Fast and Furious, Issa said. That's right. Referring to whistleblowers who went outside the chain of command to alert lawmakers to problems with the anti-gun running operation that let thousands of guns walk into the hands of criminals in Mexico.
But you take it up the chain of command.
You take it up the chain of command. Right. Well, the problem is the guy at the top of the chain of command is the one actually giving guns to the criminals. What do you think he's going to do? Stop doing what he's doing because I got a problem with it and it's wrong? Mr. Attorney General of the Department of Injustice, I just wanted to let you know that I think you putting those guns into the hands of drug smugglers is not a good idea. As a matter of fact, I think you might get in trouble if you do that. What do you think Sid's going to say? I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot for your concern. You just go back there and don't mention this to anybody else. Yeah, do you see that guy who just came into my office? Yeah, he's fired.
That's right. That's exactly
what
Sid.
He's never coming back.
That's right.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, that one right there that just raised his hand. He's fired.
Yes.
I said he's fired.
You guys want to hear this piece? I know you do. I'll let you guys hear for yourself. This is Todd Jones, the director of the ATF, speaking to the employees. And obviously they didn't want this to get out, but
no.
You have it exclusively from none other than Sons of Liberty. Go for it.
I want to close out this first set by talking about, quite frankly, a less pleasant topic, but one that is critical to the functioning of any organization, particularly one with a public safety mission like ATF's. And that's choices and consequences.
Public safety.
And when I'm talking about choices and consequences, I'm talking about the disciplinary process. Our last change cast laid out some clear expectations about organizational discipline. One ATF, everyone working together, exemplifying one of the pieces of our leadership philosophy, that being teamwork. I want to make it clear in this last change cast before we start doing specific topics, what my expectation is as the acting director when it comes to the disciplinary process. Choices and consequences simply means that as an employee of ATF, should you decide not to abide by the standards of conduct or the rules of the road, should you decide that you're not going to play by the rules, there will be consequences. We've spent some time over the last 6 months reinvigorating our PRB. AD Torres has worked very diligently to make sure that our office...
Folks, are you hearing clearly as to what he's saying here? If you don't play by the rules, whose rules? Whose rules are you talking about, Todd? Whose rules are you talking about? You just got done talking about public safety, and you think the Attorney General putting guns into the hands of criminals across the border is a good idea, and we're not supposed to say anything, and we're not supposed to get out of line, and we're supposed to play by the rules? Folks, did you hear that? Did you hear that bell go off? Did you see that flag, Jake?
Seems to me they're out.
I did. I seen it.
You know, he quotes here by saying, "There is an appropriate way to raise your concerns to your leadership. If you can't find the appropriate way, there will be consequences because we cannot tolerate." Pauses. "We cannot tolerate an undisciplined organization."
Ooh. So
undisciplined. What is that? Undisciplined.
They're intolerant. They're very intolerant towards anybody that exposes them. Well, get used to it, folks.
That's right.
That's the church's job.
Yeah.
That's what truth does.
Okay, so...
Remember the light of man, his name is Jesus Christ. He exposes darkness. Condemnation is to those that don't repent.
That's right. I mean, what
they love darkness.
What is the disciplinary measures of this DOJ? If you're an illegal...
I know what it is. Do as I say or else is exactly what he's saying. Folks, weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. What's your take on this? 1-877-807-9977. Do as I say or else, Jake.
I know one take that they're bringing right now is if you're an undocumented immigrant, come on into our country, and it's illegal for state government agencies to ask you for your ID. However, if you come to the voting booth, it's also illegal for you to require a photo ID, a state ID.
Who's pulling the race card? That does that not come down to a criminal mindset right there on the spot? That's what's going on in the state of Minnesota right now, folks. The ACLU is suing the state of Minnesota for enforcing the law to provide ID before you vote. What is this administration doing all the way across the boards? Anybody that stands up for the Constitution, they mean to come over and steamroll you. That's what they mean to do. Is this guy kidding me? America, are you kidding me to sit down and allow this garbage to go on? Because I ain't.
And, you know, I mean, if you've got a forged birth certificate that's incorrect, it has all sorts of things wrong with it, no big deal. You can be the president.
I mean, but wait a second. Shouldn't the whistleblowers be rewarded for telling on those that are committing crimes?
Well, it's a proper way to do it.
Isn't that what we used to do in this country, is tell the truth and there's reward behind it, not consequence behind it?
That's right.
Wow.
Huh. It's a proper way to do it now, though, is you got to keep it real quiet and only tell the people that...
But that sounds like the
foxes that are guarding the chicken coop. You just come to the foxes. Mr. Fox, there's another fox that might be eating some chickens. Just thought you should know. Yeah. Mr. Fox says, yeah, gee, thanks.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Warren Commission.
Yeah, yeah.
All the people that were around Kennedy's assassination were people that hated Kennedy's guts.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next point here. That was interesting, Jake. I appreciate that. You're head and shoulders above the rest of us, and I really liked your voice when you sounded like Sid.
Your voice, you like that one?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you say it, but you don't really mean
you
it.
You say it, but you don't really mean it. That's what I should have said, but I didn't.
The political establishment in Washington, D.C. is not happy with the internet trailblazer Matt Drudge for linking to InfoWars with Obama front group Think Progress, which is funded by George Soros, deeming it necessary to devote an entire article to the whining about the fact that Drudge promotes alternative media sources.
He said there's something, the First Amendment, I think, right?
Freedom Oh, we got something on that, too.
Right.
What's his name, Chuck Schumer, now wanting to say to the American people that, well, you know, the Bill of Rights don't exactly mean what the Bill of Rights mean.
It's not an absolute.
In other words, those laws don't bar us from going after you American people. There's no lines drawn in the sand. We can do whatever. And let me reinterpret it for you idiots out there, he's saying.
Unless you're spewing liberal leftist garbage.
If you agree with us, then we're good and we're all on the same page.
It's good.
But if not, then we're going to have to do something about this, you know. Because liberty's now found outside of what the law says, rather than within the confines of law.
Sure.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this Drudge report. This is something else. This administration is attacking people that are linking with other outsources through the media, exposing Obama and his administration for his corruption committed against you and your families. Be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Seven, love new callers. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. Give us your take as to what you thought of Brother Jones telling everybody, you better shut up before you go out and tell people I'm my boss.
Very serious, serious.
Right before the break, I was talking about how Obama and his little group attacks Drudge for linking to InfoWars. That's Alex Jones's outlet. In a piece entitled Drudge Funneled at least 30 million visitors to conspiracy websites in the last year. So what? So what? Drudge can do whatever he wants to do. What are you worried about, Obama? If they're just conspiracy theories.
That's right.
If they're just theories, what's the problem? Folks, listen carefully. They just told on themselves again and again and again and again and again. Hello?
They care because it's true.
Think progress. Aviva Sheen throws her toys out of the pram. That's what it says. At the fact that Drudge drove over 30 million pages and views to WorldNet Daily, that's WND, of which I'm a commentator. What are they afraid of, friends?
Getting a little effective? It's getting a little high in there?
I think that's exactly
it. A little steamy.
A little effective. Folks, you always know when you're being effective. Because they demonize you. They vilify you. That's what they do. Drudge drove over 30 million page views to WorldNet Daily and InfoWars in the last year. Well, this is Obama's group attacks Drudge for linking them to our websites. Huh. Wow. You want to know why they're attacking Drudge? They're calling him the Walter Cronkite of his era. Gene divulges how Think Progress, funded by none other than George Soros, conducted a study which found that throughout the year, Drudge frequently and consistently linked to conspiracy sites, as if it was some dark and dirty secret that InfoWars and WND stories had appeared on DrudgeReport.com. The Drudge Report is a smorgasbord of links, most of mainstream media sources. Well, the reason they're afraid of Prison Planet, InfoWars, and WND.
Those are the ones I'd want to read. If
that's what I would probably be afraid of, too. In other words, they are the ones that are effective, and they have weight behind what they're saying. The Drudge Report is, again, a smorgasbord of links. Drudge links to news stories that are often controversial, but never without merit. They're validated.
Okay.
They're grounded. They're substantiated. Why is Think Progress so terrified of who Drudge chooses to link to? Why would Obama take the time off his busy schedule working for the American people?
No, that's right.
And turn on the Drudge? Why is that? The answer becomes clear when you understand the fact that Think Progress is nothing more than an Obama White House propaganda mouthpiece. You got it. You got it. In reality, the root of the anger is the Drudge is providing a platform for some of the Obama administration's most ardent critics. And in addition, as we have documented, Think Progress routinely generates its own conspiracy theories in order to smear its political adversaries. In other words, if you don't agree with them, they smear you. Hello. Welcome to America, friends. And Obama, hey, hang in there, buddy, because we're just getting started here.
See you on the court.
Yeah, we'll see you on the court.
Sounds
we'll see you when you're spending all that time trying to knock that little ball into the dirt hole. Yeah? All right, let's go on here.
Boy, I think that article is very telling.
All right, let's take this call really quick. Hey, Julie, Minnesota, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
Awesome. Hey, okay, well, I just wanted to tell you that on behalf of Sid the Sloth, I think he would be insulted to be compared with Eric Holder. Just saying. And
why? Doesn't anyone love me? Isn't there anyone who cares about Sid the Sloth?
Do you want a hug?
I think, you know what, Julie, to be honest with you, I think that would offend Sid, too, to be compared with
Sid's practically a hero in every film you see him in.
Totally.
I know.
He's not gun running and lying and giving the finger to Congress.
No.
I've never seen him do that.
But say on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the video that you showed, the clip of the guy, Todd Jones,
yep.
when he was warning the people, it was the ATF, I believe.
Yeah, the employees, yes.
Yeah, that definitely sounded like he was threatening, and he wasn't even clarifying exactly what. He's just, like, staying the chain of command. Well, they don't even know what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, half these people that are working there either, like you were saying, are perverts or either illegal immigrants. So they don't even know their rights as an American. They have no idea what they're doing. And it's just, like, they're just abiding by the rules because they want to get paid. And it's just, like, wake up, people. Understand exactly that our country's being attacked, especially the people.
Yeah, by the
you know we're being bombarded.
No question about it.
On every side.
Now, Julie, aside of that, if I can, I just don't want to get the ATF with the TSA confused because I don't know enough of the ATF to say that they're a bunch of perverts. I believe what they're doing is they're being threatened in so many words as you just got done stating. They are threatening them, and they weren't doing it inadvertently. They were saying it without saying it.
Yep.
And
saying you better follow orders. I mean,
that's exactly what they were saying.
When you go to the Nuremberg trials, what did they all say? All the
I was just taking orders. Yeah. Thank you for your call, Julie.
Which shows also the unconstitutionality of it's not a standing army, but yes, it really is a standing army. Armies have guns. Armies are supposed to defend and carry out the orders of the commander-in-chief.
I just got this thought. If a Republican government fails to secure prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands, God's, and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. Bingo. And so what happens to a nation that doesn't obey God? Then you're going to obey a tyrant.
Yep. And think about this. If you have good laws in a society that everybody agrees with and knows, because the source, again, is God, and everybody understands that, there's no discrepancies, You don't need a gigantic police force to enforce those laws. When you have bad laws and you have an immoral people,
bad laws,
then you need a big administration to enforce those laws. So we need the ATF, the TSA, the Homeland Security, and all these unconstitutional
federal agencies. Is that why the government's exponentially growing today? Is that why? Because they need force to bring about their rule? Well, you know, I've heard that saying by Robert Winthrop years ago, that if a man will not be ruled by the word of God, he will be ruled by a bayonet. Mm-hmm. But which one will it be, friends, the word of God or the bayonet? Now, all you theocracy complainers out there, how's that work out for you?
Yeah.
We like bayonets.
Yeah.
No, God. God won't rule.
That's right.
We need bayonets, more bayonets.
We all want our Obama t-shirts.
Yeah, how about an Obama bayonet?
Yes.
There we go.
Chick-fil-a. I used to always call it Chick-fil-a, and out in the hallway I was just told it's called Chick-fil-a.
I thought it was Chick-fil-a. Chick-fil-a. Because it's like spelled out.
That's not what it said. I'll get the girl that ripping on
me. I see it. It's F-I-L-A.
Yeah.
They dash
Chick-fil-a.
It out.
Chick-fil-a.
Chick. But I think they dash it out.
Okay,
I could be completely wrong on this.
You probably are, or I'm completely right, and she's completely wrong.
I think she is actually.
Okay, let's just blame her then.
Well, I do think she's wrong.
I do too. Yeah, she's totally wrong. Plus, she's new.
Yeah.
What does she know?
It was the new girl.
One of the new employees in the ministry here.
But she's definitely wrong.
You know,
she hasn't been around long enough to start to learn how to be right.
She's fired. And the more I sit on the radio right now, I'm getting more angry with her right now. She is listening.
You are turning red, too. Yes. I'm noticing this.
Yes. Chick-fil-A, dubbed hate mongers after president, says they oppose gay marriage.
The president!
No, not the president of the United States.
Oh, the president of the company.
Yeah, that's right. The president of the company of Chick-fil-A. The homosexuals are attacking him because he supports, you know...
What does he say? We are very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. We are a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for all that.
Amen. Amen. And the homosexuals are on the attack again. How are those attacks working out for them? I think people are getting tired.
I know where I want to go eat now.
That's totally
right here.
Folks, if you guys are driving by a Chick-fil-A right now, this is a freebie.
Pull over.
Yeah, pull over and say hey and say, hey, you know what? We stand behind you. Mm-hmm. I, as a matter of fact, I pushed the like button on them real quick.
There you
go. And I emailed it and... I said, we stand behind you, Chick-fil-A, right?
Yep.
And someone emailed and said, you know what? I'm American and I don't support them. I said, well, listen, I don't have any problem buying a ticket for you and I'll send you to Europe. Oh, and by the way, it's a one-way ticket.
That's right.
Yeah.
After you do some yard work for pay for that ticket.
Now, listen to the genius response here by one of the homosexuals.
Yeah, this is good. And this guy is actually Ed Helms. I don't know that he is or isn't, but he's an actor.
Don't make him famous,
Jerry. I don't know his preference. Boy, I shouldn't have. But I mean, he stars in shows like The Office. I mean, that edifying show or The Hangover. I mean, that's serious edification.
Right.
He tweeted Wednesday, Chick-fil-A doesn't like gay people? So lame. Hate to think what they do to the gay chickens. Lost a loyal fan.
Should we just sign off right now?
I'm just quiet. I can't.
Gay chicken. Folks. You might think that he's trying to be funny.
No,
he's not trying to be funny. He is dead serious.
Yep.
Just go on the PETA website and you'll see how many sick movie stars are in agreement with this mindset. Wow.
Gay chickens.
Gay chickens. So, folks, here it is again. Just like this administration, if you don't agree with them and you become a lawbreaker like them, then they attack you. Isn't that how that works? Yes! When is this American giant going to wake up in the righteousness of Christ and deal with this crime? We can't do it by ourselves.
No.
By the way, we just got picked up on another radio station in Georgia yesterday.
Yes. Thank you, all you Georgia listeners.
Yes. No, I mean, that's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Mr. Henry Kissinger, who said military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Oh, that New World Order stuff, you guys are just way off.
Yeah,
way off
base. Don't be driving traffic.
No, these
to
are
websites.
These are justifiable wars, man. Look what they did to us. Hey, Hillary, did you get that new dictator put into place over there?
Well, hurry up. We don't got time.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Henry Kissinger said, military men, listen carefully to me, friends. Listen carefully to me. Listen carefully to me. Carefully to me?
Thomas.
Military men are dumb. I'm just saying this slow because I'm trying to figure out how many people out there might be listening to us right now that don't have family in the military or... Mm-hmm. have had family that served in our military. Henry Kissinger said military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. No foreign alliance that our forefathers? Overstepping the bounds of the Constitution, creating wars to overtake small countries, taking down dictatorships and putting up new ones. I mean, that's our job.
Billions of dollars.
You know, people act like it's the norm. Do you realize that?
Yeah, because...
You listen to all these real sharp conservatives like Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
They're promoting as to what's going on in foreign country more than they do our own news.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in foreign affairs.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you care what's going on over in Syria right now?
Well, it depends what aspect.
Iraq, Iran...
For the most part, I'm pretty concerned about what's happening right here in the United States.
Yeah, that's you got to take care of what's going on in your backyard before you go ahead and take care of business elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
Did any of these countries ever do anything to us?
some of them.
Usually there's always just the threat.
I mean, because you know, before they started this big war, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, the excuse was terrorism. Mm-hmm. And now it's not terrorism anymore. And now it's something new. It seems like every time you wake up, they got some new threat. And they always accuse foreign nations of what they're doing to us. And I'm just trying to figure out, are we over in their backyard? Or are they over in our backyard? Who's paying for all this?
Seems to me the only oppressing going on in the mainland here is from this administration right now.
That's kind of my point. Thank you. That bell went off in your head, didn't it?
I'm like falling.
Henry Kissinger said, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Used as pawns. Your sons and your daughters, your uncles and your aunts, your cousins, your moms, your dads, perhaps. Henry Kissinger said, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for their policy. They're created wars. Henry Kissinger was the 56th Secretary of State of the United States from 1973 to 1977, continuing to hold the position of Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, which he first assumed in 1969 until 1975. Now, after leaving government service, he founded Kissinger Associates, an international consulting firm of which he is the chairman. Kissinger's involvement in war crimes and crimes against humanity from Vietnam and Cambodia to Greece and Argentina, from Chile to Brazil to Angola and Iraq are well documented in the works. Oh, there's just too long of a list here. It's a report, including the Pike Report of the United States Congress. Kissinger was one of the key engines driving the coup, which placed Augusto Pinochet, recently arrested in the UK for committing crimes against humanity as dictator of Chile in 1973. As Secretary of State, Kissinger helped cement Augusto Pinochet's Pinocchio position in Chile, and the resulting years saw unspeakable crimes committed against the Chilean people, including the torture, disappearance, and murder of tens of thousands of students, labor leaders, writers, artists, and anyone suspected of harboring liberty thoughts. Freedom. Boy, this is a sick mind. In the early 1970s, the Shah of Iran, whose regime had one of the worst human rights records in the world, supported by Kissinger, hoped to use the Kurds to undermine the government of Iraq. The Nixon administration, under the guidance of Kissinger and the CIA, provided the Kurds with weaponry. Wow. As a result of these actions, at least 35,000 Kurds were murdered and 200,000 Kurdish refugees fled to Iran, but neither Iran or the U.S. gave them adequate humanitarian assistance. In fact, Iran was later forcibly returned over 40,000 of the refugees, and the United States government refused to admit even one refugee into the United States by the way of political asylum, even though they qualified for such admittance. Pike Report. Well, Watergate scandal with Henry Kissinger's involvement. I can go on and on and on. I wanted to get to the point, though, really quick, because I don't know if people are aware of this, but Henry Kissinger, that criminal's been around for a long time, and what's interesting is America knows he's a criminal, but he's still there. I mean, a big-time criminal. Bob Chapman, editor of the International Forecaster, who spent 3 years in the United States Army counterintelligence and owned one of the largest gold and silver brokerage firms for years, shared some information about the so-called global elite. Chapman, he said there's an enormous group of people who are involved in this conspiracy, and that exactly what it is, who are pedophiles and other deviants. And what they want to do in eventually controlling you will be able to control your children so they can do and use them as they want to, said Chapman. It is so rampant, it is unbelievable. He said, I went to Rome one time. They wanted me to take over the observatory. On the front page of the paper, Chapman said, Henry Kissinger's in town. Front page of the paper. Hide your children. He said, I'll never forget it. Of course, you wouldn't see that kind of a headline in the United States, but Kissinger is a famous pedophile, as is Gordon Brown. And I can go on and on, he said. There's millions of them. And they have a field day with children once they are able to take over. And so that's what's in the future for your children and grandchildren. Nay.
Mm-mm.
Nay. So Henry Kissinger, the famous Henry Kissinger that the media has been propping up as some sort of a patriot in America, folks, he's a full-blown criminal. I remember him as being a criminal as a kid, and I knew nothing of the guy. I mean, you don't have to have a whole lot of discernment to figure out someone's not right. That man ain't right. How many administrations has he served with?
I know for sure, too, Ford and Nixon.
Crazy. He's been there since 1969. Oh, did I forget to tell you where he was born? Kind of reminds me of George Soros a little bit. He was born in Germany. And I can't find the piece of paper right now. But it basically comes out that he was born in Germany in... Oh, okay, here it is. No, I got it. Dr. Kissinger was born in Germany on May 27th, 1923, and then he came to the United States in 1938 and was naturalized as a United States citizen on June 19th, 1943. He received his BA degree at Harvard College in 1950 and the MA and PhD degrees at Harvard University in 1952 and 1954, respectfully. And it goes on and on and on and on. Look at that timeline. That's quite suspicious within itself, isn't it?
Right during an era in our country where a lot of, well, revolution is really what was going on during
that
time.
Yeah.
And he was part of helping implement that revolution.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Been a day of days.
Yeah. You know, speaking
a lot of stuff going on.
There is. And there's, speaking of revolution, then there's resistance to the revolution that's going on right now.
Well, they want to belittle that, and what they'll do is they'll call the Tea Party. Folks, yeah. The Tea Party, the conservatives and the patriots, are their opposition. That's why the mainstream media keeps attacking you.
Yep. Because you're effective.
Don't pay any attention to it. And just keep going forward. Soon enough, they'll be out of business.
This gentleman, who actually works for a college in Louisiana, Louisiana College, says that at all costs, he will not follow the Obama mandate
of
Obamacare.
Oh.
He won't implement it into his college.
I've heard it's, governors now standing up and saying that.
Multiple. That's right. I think we shared there was seven and there was nine that talked about it. There were seven that absolutely make a definitive choice or stance not to. This particular gentleman said, I guess President Obama will have to come down to Louisiana College with whatever means they want to stop us, he said. We are going to have, as we say in French, a tête-à-tête, which is a head-to-head. They can't imprison all of us, he said. They can't fight all of us. We are greater than the Department of Justice. Louisiana College is not the only school to have done this.
But it's not a Department of Justice. That's what he's saying. It's a Department of Injustice, and we're going to set the record straight.
That's right.
So you got to have ears to hear that kind of stuff.
And we are going to stand. If the government continues to say that we have to do this, we will not do it.
See, and by the way, can I tell you that response is... Mm-hmm. From the government indoctrination centers called public schools.
That's right.
I told you this. I told you this, and I told you this, and I'll tell you again. It's going to backfire.
Yep.
Everything they have been throwing on the American kids is going to completely backfire.
They will be.
And you're beginning to see it. Yep, they will.
They'll take their own orders.
They're
say
tired
no.
of being lied to. You can't get around it. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will be back with you again tomorrow. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Have a good night. 23 hours, yes.
Can you make it?
We'll be back.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.